Lord Blackwood agreed, to Catelyn's surprise and dismay.
And if we do make peace with King Joffrey, are we not then traitorous to King Renly? What if the stag should prevail against the lion? Where would that leave us?
Whatever you may decide for yourselves, I shall never call a Lannister my king, declared Mark Piper.
Nor I, yelled the little Derry boy. I never will.
Again the shouting began. Catelyn sat despairing. She had come so close, she thought. They had almost listened. Almost. But the moment was gone. There would be no peace. No chance to heal, no safety. She looked at her son, watched him as he listened to the Lord's debate, frowning, troubled, yet wedded to his war. He had pledged himself to marry a daughter of Walder Frey, but she saw his true bride plain before her now. The sword he had laid on the table. Catelyn was thinking of her girls, wondering if she would ever see them again, when the great John lurched to his feet.
"My lords!" he shouted, his voice booming off the rafters. "Here is what I say to these two kings." He spat. "Renly Baratheon is nothing to me, nor Stannis neither. Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in Highgarden or Dorne? What do they know of the Wall, or the Wolf's Wood, or the Barrows of the First Men? Even their guards are wrong.